Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Misalignment Podcast. I'm your host, Alana, and I'm so happy that you found this podcast and you're taking the time out of your day to give a little listen to the Misalignment Podcast episode 2. This is a podcast for anyone that needs some extra support, any positivity in their lives, maybe mental health tips or just storytelling that might resonate with anyone, and just build a positive connection and community with people out there. So I've been on this mental health journey for a long time, like most of my life. But the past 6 months since I've been in intensive outpatient programs has been revolutionary, life-changing, life-saving, and I've just been really motivated to make a podcast and just kind of share some of my journey and hope that, like I mentioned, hope that it resonates with someone and that you find some positivity and just try to build a community, like I mentioned. So I'm going to start this week's episode with an affirmation and then we'll just get into it. I'm just going to read the affirmation that resonated with me the most. I honor my progress and trust the process of growth. I honor my progress and trust the process of growth. I have an app called I Am, and it just sends like random affirmations to my phone, however, like as notifications, however many times I want a day. And this one really stuck out to me. I got it yesterday, and I was having a conversation with my husband about like, I should be better, or I should be more put together by now. I should be like more healed. And he kind of gave me a reality check and said, you need to recognize, you know, the growth that you have made in the past 5-6 months, and just think about the place that you were in, you know, like October, November, December even, and he like, and the place that you're at now, and just honor the fact and be proud of the fact that you have made huge strides in your mental health and recovery and healing process. So yeah, I just wanted to share that affirmation. This week's episode, I'm just gonna give a little recap of the week and then like 2 to 3 tips or pieces of advice that have really helped my day-to-day anxiety and mental health the past few weeks, and then end with a little mantra that I did in the first episode. Before we start though, I also wanted to recognize that March is Women's History Month, which is amazing. Every month is Women's History Month. But I also learned via Instagram that March is also Self-Harm Awareness Month, and I just want to recognize and acknowledge anyone that is struggling with those urges, and just that it's a form of release and control when you feel like you're out of control. Just wanted to acknowledge those two things in March, because I am recording this on March 5th, 2025. So a little recap from my week. It was a pretty good week. There was like one kind of setback that I want to share, and it kind of sent me into a spiral, but I'm processing it and trying to reevaluate the whole situation and reframe it in my mind, I guess, and just accept it. So I have been a public school teacher for a while, but I recently am trying to be a fitness instructor because it's something that I have been passionate about for my whole life, and I think I'd be really good at it, and it's just something that I've wanted for a really long time. So a few months ago, I embarked on this training journey with the gym that I currently go to in San Diego, and it was a bit of an investment monetarily and time-wise. Like, it was maybe like 2 months every weekend, and it was time that I took away from my family, time I took away from my son and my husband, and also, just like I mentioned, there was like a money aspect to it. But I completed the training and I auditioned, or like interviewed, to be an instructor at the gym that trained me. And I got denied, and it was honestly a little soul crushing because I thought I was very strong. In my audition, I thought I had a really good workout, really good motivation, and just like confidence, really. And some of the feedback that I got from the owner was a little bit confusing because it was like all positive. And then one thing that she mentioned was like to work on public speaking. And I didn't fully understand that because as a public school teacher, like, my career is public speaking, and I feel like I'm very strong in that. And on the other hand, one of the girls that I did train with got hired, and I'm happy for her. Obviously, like, I love when other people are successful, and we just always support each other. Like, we went through the training together, but at the same time, I was so confused because she missed half of the trainings. And then when we did her workout, like on the last day, I was kind of bored, and like, I didn't think it was very challenging. And I feel really bad saying this because, like, she's a great person and I like her a lot and she's really nice. I just feel like there is a huge discrepancy, and I was just really confused. And then I kind of talked to my husband about it. I talked to my group therapy group about it a couple times and just reflected on it a lot the past week, and kind of realized that obviously it's only one gym. Yes, it's upsetting that they're the ones that trained me, but they don't want to hire me. But at the same time, I think I have an awareness as to why they didn't hire me, and I think it has nothing to do with my workout abilities or coaching abilities. I honestly took it a bit more personally, and that's okay because everyone's different, everyone is unique, and I know that my style is not gonna fit with someone else's style or a business's style. So in the end, it's like, why would I want to work somewhere that doesn't accept my authenticity, if that makes sense, or my skill set? So that was a little bit of a setback, but I feel like I'm stronger now. Like, we all have to deal with rejection and failure, but I'm trying not to look at it as failure. And I'm trying to look at it as like an opportunity to actually get the right job at the right gym, or to be like a personal trainer, or, you know. Anyways, so that was last Wednesday. And yeah, and then I handled it really well on the Wednesday, and then the Thursday I kind of had like a anxiety attack, and I took my anxiety attack medication and slept most of the day and just did some self-care, and woke up recharged and just ready to keep pushing through and keep working towards my goals. So yeah, that was last week. And then the weekend was pretty low key. My son was sick with a pretty bad cough and congestion, so my husband and I didn't really want to take him out anywhere. We kind of just laid low at the house. We were pretty productive though. Like, we got our taxes for the most part done, and we went to one of our favorite coffee spots in San Diego. We got some groceries, and I went out on Sunday night and got my hair cut, which I was in desperate need of. So it was a relaxing weekend. Friday and Saturday was also really nice because when our son was sleeping or resting, we were able to watch an episode or two of the new season of White Lotus. And as parents, it's kind of hard to have time together anymore, and also just like a quiet hour where you can watch and like focus on a TV show. So that was really nice. Yeah, so that was my past week and weekend, and now I just want to get into a couple tips that have really been helpful for my mental health and stability and mindset for the past couple months. The first one, I like to call it the 3x3 journal prompt, because there's like three prompts and you write down three things for each one. So technically you're writing like nine statements. So that's why I call it the 3x3. But I can't take credit for it because I actually learned about it from Emma Watson, who plays Hermione in all of the Harry Potter movies. And I watched a YouTube video with her like last year where she talked about this. And I started doing it right when I learned about it. And I really liked it and enjoyed it. And then I kind of fell off doing it for a few months also, but the past month I've picked it up again and it's just been really nice. So I like to do it in the morning and reflect on the day before, but you could do it like right before you go to bed. But yeah, I like to do it in the morning. So you start with, I always just write out the prompts first and then fill them in after. So you write three things that brought you joy, three things that were kind, and three things that you admired about yourself. So the first one, three things that bring you joy, can be just like simple everyday things. And I like that one because it reminds you that like things that you might typically take for granted to be more like grateful for, and just be mindful about all of the privileges and just amazing things that occur every day in life, and like makes, it's like the small things that make life worth living. So, and then the second one, three things that were kind, it can be things that you did for someone else, that someone else did for you, or like an exchange between two people that you noticed that was kind. So just anything that's kind. And then three things you admired about yourself. That one's more challenging for me because I'm definitely my toughest critic, and but that one really helps to be more self-compassionate, and to, instead of being my own worst critic, it helps me like rewire my brain into being my biggest cheerleader. So I'm just gonna read my entry from yesterday and you can get a little idea of what it can look like. Three things that brought me joy. One was making a ham and cheese sandwich for lunch, and it was delicious and so simple. And I always make my ham and cheese sandwich with Gouda cheese, which always reminds me of the movie She's the Man, if you've ever seen that movie and know what line I'm talking about. So it just makes me laugh, and I like to toast it on the stovetop and make the cheese all melted, and it was just so delicious and brought me so much comfort, like the comfort food. And then the second thing that brought me joy was watching one of my favorite true crime YouTubers, Eleanor Neal, watching one of her videos. I just love her so much, and she's how I like first got into the true crime YouTube community, and I just love her, and that just always brings me joy. And then the third thing was just being with my husband and my son in the afternoon. It's just being with family that brings me so much joy. And yeah, and then three things that were kind. The first thing I put was the tax guy, Scott, taking time to help me and my husband. We had a little bit of an issue with our taxes this year, and we had to go into the office yesterday, and this guy, Scott, who's not our typical, like, tax guy, he really spent a lot of time explaining to us some of our options and just, like, gave us a lot of advice for how to deal with this issue, and he really helped us out, and he didn't need to take the time out of his day to talk with us for so long or to help us at all because he's not our usual tax person, but I thought that was really kind. And then the second thing was my husband having a lot more patience with our son when he had a little bit of a tantrum in the afternoon. Mikey was just really able to be conscious and calming and just nurturing. And I was not able to do that in the moment, and I had to kind of step away from the situation, and Mikey was just really, really helpful and really kind in that moment. And then the third thing that was kind yesterday was my friend Petra reaching out and just talking with me and affirming some of my feelings towards certain things and just being there for me. Yeah, so I appreciate her so much. And then the three things that I admired about myself yesterday, the first thing was that I took the time in the morning to put a little bit of makeup on, do a little bit of my hair, get ready for the day. Even when I don't want to, like, it just always makes me feel more put together when I put just even like a tiny bit of makeup on. I just feel much more able to take on the world and take on the day and just be my best self. And it kind of sounds silly, but it's like, I don't know, it's like a mind trick almost. So that was one thing, even though I didn't want to. And then on the flip side, the second thing I wrote was taking the time at the end of the day to wash all my makeup off my face and have like a clean, fresh face to go to bed. I have a bad habit of not doing that, so the fact that I was mindful about it yesterday was really nice. And then the last thing I put that I admired about myself was being able to use my coping techniques and lean into my own skills that I've learned. Like during group therapy, I noticed I was getting really anxious and like agitated with some of the material and like the things that we were talking about. And in the past, I probably would have like spiraled or gone into like really bad anxiety, but I was able to sit in it and stay in the group and use like some of my grounding techniques and my breathing exercises and just remind myself that you're okay. And I got through it, and I feel like that might not have happened, or I wouldn't have been able to do that like a few months ago. And so I was really proud of myself for just sitting in the discomfort of the anxiety and the frustration or like irritability and being able to use my coping skills that I have learned from the program and leaning on some of those just like techniques to ground myself and be mindful of just being in the present moment and overcoming the anxiety and just like kind of letting it ride. And then it's a passive feeling. So that I was really proud of myself for, and I kind of went on a tangent, but with that one. But so that's the 3x3 journal prompt. Doing this every day has seriously been so, like, just so good and positive for my stability and just my rewiring my brain and my mental health, and I highly recommend you try it. You could try it like once if you don't like it, but I would say try to give it more time than that, like maybe once a day for a whole week and see how you feel at the end of the week. But it's just been really, it's a reminder to focus on the small things that bring me so much joy, like the little things that happen every day that usually you take for granted, but really have such a big impact on your livelihood and your well-being and your mentality. And then like focusing on common humanity and that we're all just trying to do the best we can. And that there really is so much kindness in the world, and people are not, like, not everyone is evil. And just focusing on that and then rewiring my brain into the self-compassion and things that you admire about yourself, and not being your own worst critic, but being your biggest supporter and your biggest cheerleader. So I highly, highly, highly recommend you try this if you are feeling down or need some positivity or just motivation or just like clarity and any like grounding, really. So going into the second tip, I don't know if anyone has already or like you already do this, but I have been using like soothing stones for about like 11 years now when I'm really anxious, and it's gonna sound weird, but I just like rub them and with my fingers when I'm really anxious, and I hold them like in the palm of my hand and just like hold on to them really tight, or like tight if I'm really anxious, or yeah, just touch them, and they're really like soothing. And this is also a grounding technique, which I didn't know until I went to group therapy. But I like my purse is like filled with all of these just like soothing stones, and I have a couple favorite ones. The one that I use probably the most is a tiger's eye one. And I'm just looking online real quick. It's a versatile grounding crystal that also promotes confidence and willpower. And it helps you stay centered and calmly practical despite the ups and downs of life. It helps you balance polarities. And yeah, so basically it's just like a grounding technique. The other one that I use a lot, I think it's rose quartz. It's like a pink one, and some of them have indentations for your thumb. And usually if I'm just in a situation or like a conversation or just in public and I'm really anxious, I'll just like grab one of these stones out of my purse, or sometimes I keep it in my pocket and I'll just like focus on the stone, and kind of just, it allows my mind to stop racing so much and really just focus on the present and stay grounded, I guess, and mindful that like this feeling is gonna pass. It's not gonna last forever, and I just find like these stones so comforting. You can really get them anywhere. Well, I don't know, not anywhere, but I got my first one when I was in college at Urban Outfitters, and then I lost it and I was so sad, but I got like a similar one at a gem store in San Diego. If you're in San Diego, I got it in Seaport Village. And then there's also one in Old Town that has a lot of gems. And I don't even know where I got like my favorite tiger's eye one, but you can also get them like on Etsy. You could probably get them on Amazon if you support that business, which I don't, but that's besides the point. You probably get them there. And then yeah, so if you have tried like a ton of different techniques or strategies to help grounding or coping, and you've never tried soothing stones, I highly recommend just trying it. I know that some of like the tokens that they give you in AA, people have similar experiences. Like they'll just keep the token from AA as like a reminder of the path that you're on and the progress you've made, and kind of just stay centered and in the moment and aware. So those are my two tips, the 3x3 prompt and soothing stones to stay grounded for high moments of anxiety and dysregulation. I really hope that you found something that you resonate in this week's episode and that you enjoyed it a little bit. I'm still new to this, but I honestly look forward to recording a podcast every week because it, like I said, my intention for this podcast is just to create a positive community and human connection of people that can relate to mental health struggles and just the path to always like healing and self-improvement. So I'm gonna end with the same mantra that I did last week, and then that's it, and then that will be the end. Okay, so you are safe, you are strong, and you are important. You are safe, you are strong, and you are important. Thank you again so much for listening to the Misalignment Podcast Episode 2. I'm your host, Alana, and I will be back next week for another episode. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and week, and practice some grounding or coping skills. And yeah, bye.